knew all that. But we're really just two dads. And we're really just two girl dads. Going through it
together.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Patrick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Holy cow. It's here.
Oh, my gosh. Devin, do you understand what's going on this week, right now?
I don't know.
Angie is going to have her baby in, like, 2 days.
God willing. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? We're going to the hospital tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night we'll be in the hospital.
What? I did not know that.
Yeah, buddy. It's time.
That's cool.
Thank you.
So you're going to meet Violet, Devin, in like maybe like a week.
Oh, man. Cool. That fires me up. I can't wait for you to meet Violet, Devin. I can't wait for Violet to meet you.
Yeah, I'm going to be afraid. I'm afraid of any newborn baby.
Well, yeah, right? I mean, they're tiny and they I get it.
They're loud.
They're tough, but I get it. Totally understand. I feel the same way in many ways.
Yes.
Totally.
What do you, Devin? I gotta ask you something, dude. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Some last minute advice for Patrick is from you.
Be safe. I don't know.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Great
luck.
Advice. Thank
get
you.
Get ready to be like. Get ready to be your house in a wreck.
You know what I mean?
It's true. Your house is done, Patrick. Tell Devin what you did. Tell everybody what you were doing the last couple of days.
So last two nights, we have hardwood floors, as you know, Devin, all throughout the house.
Yeah.
And so we have a little Roomba. We ran the Roomba all throughout the house, and it did a lot of work. As you know, we have a corgi dog, and they shed big time. And so that picked up a ton of hair. And then I vacuumed behind it, and I picked up a ton of hair and whatnot. And then I dusted the floors, and then I basically did the Swiffering of the floors with, I don't know, it's kind of a liquid, right? So it's like you're mopping it, but it's with a Swiffer, right?
So you didn't mop it. You didn't mop it like the old school mopping where you squeeze.
I opted not to. Yeah.
You went and bought that thing that guy was saying?
No, didn't get a steam broom or something like that. Steam mop is what he called that. And I'm still not sure what that is, but I think the Swiffer is different. But it has had the same effect, I believe, because you could really tell that it cleaned up nicely. So that was that's quite a chore in this house, at least for this guy. So yeah, been cleaning is what we've been doing. That is what I've been doing, Devin. Cleaning up. Cleaning and organizing.
Yeah. My mom and Joe, they've been cleaning, organizing pretty much all day.
Today?
Yeah, we did a little nesting project in the kitchen. We got rid of a lot of stuff. Well, a lot. Yeah, we did. We got rid of a lot of stuff, and then we made room for like the baby bottles. And yeah. Like all the gear that comes with the kitchen aspect of having a baby.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, I feel pretty prepared that way. Angie's had that stuff. Well, she's kind of about the same time frame that you guys are. She was hardcore doing that sort of thing. So I feel like we're ready that way. The only thing that haven't finished up yet, Joe, that I've been talking about since we started the show is getting the basement completely and finally organized and clean for that matter. So
the basement, it will always be a mess.
Well, I hate to count on this or say this, but there's part of me that's just waiting for the shutdown to happen. So, you know, I'll do that during the shutdown, if and when. Again, as much as I hate to think that's going to happen, it's hard to not think it's not going to.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dev?
What?
What? Do what? That's, you know, have you noticed that, Devin? People in Indiana, one of the first things that I realized when I moved here from Nebraska is that when somebody, as opposed to when somebody asks you a question, and, you know, at least before I moved here, I would say what? And here they say, do what? Have you noticed
that? No, I didn't know that. Do you see that?
Dude. Now you'll hear that.
I always say what?
Yeah, you'll hear it. that a lot of Indiana folk, when they don't hear you, they'll come back with a do what?
Didn't know that.
Yeah, you'll hear it now. You watch.
Well,
it's down in south of Indiana. That's
yeah,
like the
south
countryside.
Side of the city. Yeah, that possibly, but I've heard about it.
You want to wash your clothes?
Wash
your cars.
We're gonna head down to the creek and wash your clothes.
Creek and wash your clothes. since we have Devin here, Patrick, you know, obviously we're gonna get into how you're feeling. We're gonna get Devin. Devin's got to go get ready for bed and stuff like that. But you know, I just feel like he's such a resource about being a kid that maybe he can give us some insight on what the babies are gonna be thinking as they come into this world. What do you think the babies are going to think, Devin, when they come into this world?
Probably be scared, probably going to cry a lot. I don't know.
Well, they got to build trust just like anybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't really know you that much. Only right? If you talk to them.
What have we been doing the last couple of weeks? What's been going on with Mama and her belly? And tell everybody what's happening in our world, in our house.
She can't bend over. She's been asking us to clean a lot, do her lots of more stuff that we haven't been doing. So just kind of like
what
preparing. Oh.
You've been in Gia inside the belly. What's she been doing?
Oh, kicking, making waves.
Ooh.
You can, if you put your ear, you can hear it.
Wow, crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
And wild.
Yeah.
We would, so in our class last Friday.
Sure.
Well, go ahead.
Remember the funny part that happened?
Okay, Devin wants to tell a joke. Well, not a joke, but something funny that happened. So, Carrie, just to set everything up, we had a baby class, like a preparation class, which by the way, all the other parents, the babies are doing like January and February. And meanwhile, we're like December 14th. We're like definitely the late bloomers in this class, but we're also the only ones that have had a kid before.
Got
so
it.
Carrie's like an expert, but we were taking, it's a 2.5 hour class by Franciscan. So we were listening and we needed food. We didn't need dinner. It started at 6 and ended at 8:30. So we were going to eat halfway through. And so Devin and Carrie's mom was here for, you know, hanging out for the weekend. And so she, they brought us some pizza and stuff. So I'll let Devin take it away while he was bringing up the pizza.
Okay, so I was bringing up the pizza. I was just listening. She was talking about exercise.
Yeah, the teacher was talking about exercise, right?
And she was like, don't be eating lots of chocolates on the couch all day. That's exactly what she's doing. It's so funny, though.
Oh.
That's exactly what Carrie's doing. So he comes in the door, and he hears that, and he looks at his mom, and he goes, you do that all day.
So, Devin, you listened in? You took part in the class? Or you listened into the whole thing? No?
No, not the whole thing. I just,
you just heard
listened
that part.
To the parts, yeah.
You heard the best parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, enough to make a joke.
Yeah.
That is funny, buddy.
And then we were going to say, I was also going to say, what was I saying right before that? I said, Gia's been kicking and going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and put his head on her belly, and you could hear her swash, kind of swishing around. Is that what you're saying?
Like she'll like punch you with her feet.
Cool.
So you can't really hear it that much, but you'll feel it against your face. But you'll hear it a little bit.
Get used to it, pal. She's gonna be kicking you left and right.
Yeah, like you do in bed with us.
Hey. That's because I can't control while I'm sleeping. It's technically impossible to.
Technically impossible. I see. I get it.
All right. How about this? In that class, too, mm-hmm. I remember what it was going to be. In that class, they told us that there would be a possibility that we could have a comfort person with me and Carrie. In addition to me, I can have somebody else.
Like a doula?
Huh?
A doula? I'm sorry. Finish what you're saying.
Yeah.
What's a doula, Patrick?
Is it a doula? A doula is like a doula is like a coach, if you will.
Oh, no. This is just a comfort person. Now, there is COVID stuff going on, and we think that what she was talking about, where you could have a comfort person, is kind of like up north in northern Indiana, or it's some of the outer rural Franciscan health network hospitals, as opposed to the Indianapolis one, where it doesn't really, you know, I don't know why they would all of a sudden let us have a third person, a comfort person. But we asked Devin, how cool would it be, and how cool would it be, Devin, if you were our comfort person and you were there as Gia was born?
That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you be up for that, man?
Yeah.
Bet you would.
Possibly.
Possibly. Sit with me. I'm going to be nervous. I'm going to have a comfort, little comfort person. Who better than Devin Dirkholtz?
Hey. Double D in the room.
And then we could always say, even during COVID, even during this pandemic and this problem situation, Devin still made it to the hospital to watch his little sister be born. I don't know. I don't think you'd be in the room when it's going down, right, Patrick? I think that'd be a little much.
Probably,
but
it's a little much for me.
Yeah, it's a little much for me.
You know,
but in general, especially if Carrie has a C-section, it might be a little tough. But
yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. What?
See her insides.
Ooh,
that'd be gross. But either way, it'd be really fun because you'd be one of the first people to meet Gia in the world. And who better than you?
That's heavy duty.
Was there anything else you'd like to add over the last couple of weeks? It's been kind of quick. You know, you got kind of a stomach flu and you've been sick a little bit and then, you know, hanging out and just being home. Is there anything else, Devin, you'd like to add to this podcast and what our listeners should know about this situation?
No. I don't know.
No, I'm nothing, sorry. I'm waving at your mom behind you there, Devin. I'm sorry. I distracted you.
Oh, I thought you were waving at me.
I'm waving at you and your mom.
Carrie's in the background right now looking for something. Okay, well, in that case, Devin, I think, you know, we're only less than 5 weeks away.
Four and a half now.
Oh my. Four and a half. And Patrick, you basically, because we were 3 weeks and a little bit more, so about 4 weeks between the two of us, but now because of the situation with the placenta.
That's right.
You have to take it a little earlier. So Angie's like a week early now.
A week early. That's exactly right. Yep. So that, if God willing, all goes well, call it 36 hours-ish, something like that. Crazy, huh? Inducing tomorrow night. It's 9:17 here on a Wednesday night. Today is 39 weeks for us. And at 6 p.m. tomorrow, they'll start inducing. And Devin,
do you know what inducing means, Devin?
It means they'll just, like, if she doesn't have the baby in the next, I don't know, she'll just have to be induced. That means like a C-section.
Close. Induced, they're trying to have the body start pushing the baby out.
There you go.
So they're going to give her medicine and a pill and something to kind of like induce labor.
I don't like pills.
What?
I don't like pills.
Well, no. What did you say? Listen to this. Listen to what Devin said the other day. Devin, what'd you say at dinner about being a boy?
I don't know. I forget.
You said, thank God we don't have to have kids.
Yeah.
Hey, I get it.
Yeah.
So Devin, like, what they're going to do, Angie and I, we're packing our bags and we're going to we're going to the hospital tomorrow night. We check in at 6 p.m. tomorrow night and then we check into our suite. Right into our room at the hospital, and they give her a pill or two. I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's several pills, you know, early on, or if it's just one or two. Anyhow, they give her a pill, and ultimately what that does, Devin, is it softens things up. It loosens things up so contractions can pass more easily, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning, Friday morning, they give her an IV. Do you know what an IV is?
You could say no.
I'm pretty sure it's like they draw blood.
Well, kind of. Yeah, you're very close.
He's doing this with his arm. He's putting his hand on his vein on his arm. So he kind of knows what it is.
You've seen in the movies or what have you where they have the bag and there's fluid that's
– Yeah, that's medicine. Close.
There you go. So that's an IV. And so she'll take an IV, and it's called Pitocin. And Pitocin is ultimately what starts preparing, or actually not preparing the body, but the body, for lack of a better term, starts to push the baby out. And so that Pitocin starts Friday morning, and then, you know, on average, by Friday afternoon, everything should be done. She should have... she will have had the baby naturally or a C-section, one of the two. And so yeah, by Friday afternoon, it's kind of looking like that's when it's going to happen, my man. I actually made a prediction today between noon and 4.
I'll take a bet on that. Range.
Noon and 4, Friday afternoon. Yeah, pretty good range.
I was born at 6.
6 p.m.? P.m.?
No, 6:45. So
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
Oh, yeah. There you go. On your birthday.
Yep, May 12th.
How lucky was that? He was born on his birthday.
Perfect. You one in a million, buddy. You're one in a million. A yep, May baby.
No one in the world has my birthday. We looked that up. Nobody in the world?
Wow. That's not true.
No one in the world has the last name Devin Dirkholz.
Yeah, there's no other Devin Nolan Dirk. There's a couple Joe Malillos, but there's no Devin Dirkholz in the whole world.
Oh,
he's the only one.
It's all because of my last name.
Yeah, pretty unique.
It's a German.
Ah, got it. It is a unique name. It's a cool name, buddy.
Yep.
Do you have anything to say to Patrick before you say goodbye? Next time you see him, he's going to be a dad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Hope you don't die.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. Jeez, me too.
The baby's gonna be dangerous.
That's honest. I hope the same.
Anything else? Do you have anything that he can tell Angie?
No. No.
He said it all.
Yeah, he did. All right, buddy. Thanks, Devin. Take care of your stuff. We'll all see right, you buddy. Next time on
later,
the podcast.
Friend.
Maybe.
Bye.
Bye, Patrick. What's going through your head right now?
Pretty calm. What hit me two nights ago, Angie was watching TV and she looked over at me. Actually, she was walking back to the den here, and she kind of stopped and she looked at me and she goes, "I'm scared." And it was the first time that she's really, you know, showing those kind of emotions. It's all been excitement and can't wait for her to get here and can't wait for this to be done, you know, that kind of thing. And tonight that was the first time she's actually said, I'm really nervous and scared. And so that made me nervous and scared to hear her say that. And so, since then I've been a little bit more, not on edge, just really want things to go well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I just want everything to go good.
Well, what did we learn from your brother-in-law or your wife's sister's husband?
Yeah, Jordan. Yeah, brother-in-law, Jordan.
What did we learn?
we learned anything can happen, for one thing. and nobody's perfect, right? Nothing's perfect. Anything can happen, basically.
Sure. But I think my biggest lesson is pay the fuck attention.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, pay attention. Or at least pay attention on their behalf, right?
Almost, right, right.
Almost
yeah, exactly.
As if he weren't paying attention, then things could have gone really, really bad.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no doubt. You know? Wow.
So pay attention, right? But I feel like I'll be on high alert the whole time. You know what I mean? I don't, unless there's something I don't know about myself when it comes to seeing you know, blood, whatever. And I pass out, right? I don't expect that's going to happen, but who knows?
Jeepers. You're going to do great, Patrick. And
thank you.
You're made for this, man. You've been waiting 49 years for this. I think you're ready.
Heavy duty. I am ready, brother.
Yeah.
Totally. Appreciate that.
Met somebody the other day. He's turning into a fast friend. He's 48. He is 49, but he had his baby at 40. So he's got a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old or something like that. And he's like, and I told him a story about you, and he's like, what? You should have seen his face. He's like, I never, ever would wish that upon anybody. And I was like, listen, man, this guy's pretty strong. I think he's going to do just fine.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, I believe in you, dude. And no matter what, man, we're here for you. You know, if you guys, you and Angie need any help, we're here.
Thank you.
We might need help.
I was going to say, yeah, right. Man, we got back to backs, dude. That just still trips me out.
I know. It's hilarious. It was a year ago. It was about a year ago that we were like, imagine if we got pregnant at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine the podcast ability. Oh. Great podcast.
Totally. Yeah. And this is episode what?
22.
Remember? What? That many?
Yeah.
Holy smokes, bro.
I know. Told you, man. Wow. Consistency is key.
Knocked it out.
Wow. 22. Good that's job, my, Doug.
That's
way
one
to
of
make
my
it.
Lucky numbers. Doug. Oh, I have to say something.
Uh-oh.
Angie reminded me of something tonight. We were walking the dog. Actually, this afternoon, we were walking Lorelai. And she said, you know, you have more than just two Dougs in your life. And she just kind of said this out of the blue. Dude. It was completely unexpected. And I was like, huh? She goes, yeah. Don't forget about Uncle Doug, who lives in Munster, her uncle, our uncle. His name's Doug. Great dude. And anyway, so there are three.
Okay.
There are Uncle three.
Doug. Uncle Doug.
Include Uncle Doug and the Dougs.
All right, fine. let's pull out the handbook this week and see if there's something that they can say about coming. If there's anything about babies coming early, it's a blessing. And then, let's see what Adrian says in terms of, dad's handbook there.
Yeah, indeed. So I'm going to cover where you're at first, right? You're coming up on week 35, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right? We should mark this. You know, we've done this for 22 weeks and we go through this.
I mean, seriously, dude, what is going on?
I know, right? And so you're coming up on week 35. And here's the thing, we talked about week 37 last week, week 34 for you, and actually week 38 has gone by, and week 39 is tonight. So I highlighted a few things in both week 38 and 39 that I'm going to cover for myself or for us, and then I'll just cover 34 for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Just looking for a nod.
Yeah.
Just looking for a little nod.
35. sorry. Week 35. Shoot.
Is it? Should I cover 34?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Well.
Well, now we're in the. Now we've switched mode.
Did we cover Vernix for you last time?
Yeah, we did.
I think that's what we talked about last time was the Vernix. So,
but hear me out. It's like now we've gone from like thinking about it as like what week number we're at to countdown weeks. So we've switched, right? Cause now I know that we're I think it's 4.5 weeks away, but 19th is the, oh my gosh. Anyway, yes, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to, and I think if I'm not mistaken, buddy, we did for you, we covered 34 last week. Cause I believe talked about installing the car seat. Did we not?
Yeah. Cause I did install the car seat.
I know you did. And we talked about this and I have a gripe. Cooper and Brooke, right?
We have to get Cooper on.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get Cooper on. I thought about that earlier. Anyway, Brooke, as you know, has the ability to train on proper car seat placement and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah, his wife is works in a delivery room.
Yeah. And so you went through your training with her, right? In what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was like 5-10 minutes, yeah.
Right. And I feel as if Angie and Carrie know Brooke, you know, as pretty well as far as
they go on walks every Wednesday.
Equally, I would think.
Yeah.
And somehow I ended up getting signed up for an hour long class by myself where I drove to the hospital and it was hard to find. It was in this garage in the hospital. And there was a very fun, jubilant nurse that talked, of course, but I sat there for an hour and she was totally into it, right? And giving me pamphlets and going through this and going through that and having me practice with a little doll, which was fine. But it was about an hour.
So it was,
right. It was at least 15 minutes to get there and it was an hour course and 15 minutes to get home. So what? You call that an hour and a half that I spent doing that where you know, did it 10 minutes in Cooper and Brooks driveway probably, and you walked away with the same knowledge I did. And so what I'm wondering, babe, is how did I not get to connect with Brooke on that? So did you hear that? She said, I didn't know Brooke could do that.
Yeah, well, there you go. We found out before.
There, that's my gripe. I'm done griping.
I'm going to tell everybody at home, it is important. Anybody listening to do it and do it in a real way. I mean, Brooke is certified to be able to handle that. But I'm going to tell you what she said, and you this doesn't excuse you from going out and doing your thing. So, or for going to get it checked, but it was essentially, she shook it a couple times. She said, is it tight enough? It can't move more than an inch each way. And it has a little meter on it. And if the meter is not in the, if it's too back or forward, the meter will be off. And that's it. That's the whole.
So there's class. Some things that you need to find out for yourself. Me too. Like, I'm going to remember all the little details she went through in that 1 hour
like
period.
Like what?
Well, like she was going through the straps and the this and the that. And it's all good, right? But until you do it and it's repetition, I mean, repetition is the mother of all learning, right? And until you do that, you know, it's just not going to stick. Considering this was 4 weeks ago I did this and it was with a little doll. Anyway, I'm done. I'm not going to gripe about it anymore. But when you told me about that, I was like, wait a minute. How did I get stuck?
You were pissed. I got robbed. Oh, man. I feel bad. We don't have Devin this weekend. We won't see you. It's going to be one of the first weekends in like a really long time that we haven't seen each other. I'm going to miss you, Patrick.
You're right. I'm going to miss you, too. My mom's flying in on Monday.
Oh, your mom's
flying in from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She gets here. All goes well. She gets here at 6 p.m. on Monday, and she's staying till Sunday, the next Sunday. In the morning, she takes off. So we're really looking forward to having her here, and she is so over the top fired up, dude. She texted tonight. She said, your sister sent me an N95 mask that I can wear on the plane, and I've been self-quarantining at home for a week and I got a test 2 days ago. She's total, which I appreciate because South Dakota right now is like, you know, red hot with COVID. And so she's taking every precaution, as I would too, but she's taking every precaution there is to make sure that the grandma visit goes over.
And it's funny how our parents are planning. And I don't know if Angie's parents are planning at all, but.
Oh yeah.
Joan is moving into her new house. So tomorrow, my childhood home, my mom's moving out of my childhood home.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow.
That's a big move. Goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's been for the last couple of months.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Wow, I know. Dude. Isn't that funny?
That is
kind of random.
Wow.
That is random. Yeah. She's moving out. And by the way, tomorrow is a month for Gia's due date. We think she's going to come before that. Less than a month.
Yeah.
But Joan said that what she's going to do is she's going to self-quarantine for 2 weeks in her new house. She's got plenty of things to do in that house, get ready and get moved in and stuff like that. So she's not worried. She's going to go and get gas and get it ready for the car ride.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to literally drive and not get out of the car. And at one point, maybe even fill up the car with gas instead of going to a gas station.
Wow.
So that she can just get here. Yep, and just
barreling through.
It's like a self-contained bullet, and she's gonna be driving.
Hold up, though, dude. After meeting your mom, I totally see that in her. She's just like driven. That yeah, I can see her being.
She's insane. She is insane, dude.
She's not insane.
And freaking, by herself. She did.
She's determined.
Yeah, she's determined, but she's definitely gonna. She can't wait to meet her granddaughter.
Oh, I'm
first
sure.
First little granddaughter and first biological grandchild. So.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. See, your parents, or I should say, this Angie's parents too, they already all have grandkids. So yeah. For both of my, other than my dad has my stepbrother's grandson that they watch every day, Dallas. So, you know, it's kind of like he's papa. He's already kind of doing the grandpa thing. But this is his first biological grandchild.
Yeah. So. That's awesome. My mom and my stepfather have great grandchildren, right? I've got a stepbrother who's 2 years younger than me, and he just had his first grandchild.
Oh, my God. Oh man, if you're still listening to us, guys, we really love you. Thank you so much. We're sorry we have so much to talk about between Patrick and I, and you guys are just here to like a fly on a wall listening in.
God bless you. All right, good job. Week 35. It's called a big milestone. Again, okay. This is where Joe and Carrie are, and Devin. The kidneys and liver are fully developed. Baby's about 18 inches and a little over 5 pounds. The rest of the ride is spent gaining a bit of weight and building up that big old brain, as he says it. The baby is the size of a small Nerf football. I remember we talked about that. That's something that both you and I could relate to a great deal. Matter of fact, it makes me want to go out and buy a Nerf hoop and put it above my trash and play Nerf trash. Nerf hoop trash.
Nerf half. You
know, anything Nerf is cool. Anything Nerf brings me back. It's talking about dad stepping up and really taking care of business around the house, which I know you've been doing. And pack a bag, dude. This is the final warning.
Oh, this is the final warning because I still haven't done it. Warning.
You haven't?
No.
Ours has been sitting out in the kitchen for at least 4 weeks now.
No, it moved. You picked it up and brought it with you last week.
Oh, right. Yeah, we did take it. we did on our trial run. We took it with us. Let's see. Mom's fully dilated and crowning happiness. Sorry. That's the
stage. No, go ahead.
There's a cheat sheet called Stages of Labor. First stage, contractions begin that cause progressive changes to the cervix. Mm-hmm. This stage ends when the cervix is fully dilated. Second stage, mom is fully dilated and crowning happens as mom pushes. This stage ends with the birth of the baby. And third stage, baby's born. This stage ends with the delivery of the placenta. So there's basically three stages during labor. I did not realize that.
Yeah, I was reading. They told us about that in our class. Oh, I got things to talk about from our class. Go ahead. Let's finish the book.
And okay. I'll go get it. And again, Adrian Culp, We're Pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook. Matter of fact, this last week I looked up Adrian on LinkedIn, and it would be interesting to reach out to Adrian. So we'll see what happens there. I'm going to move on to week 38 and 39. 39 is today for us. Back in 38, that's when Angie said she was nervous. I guess this is about 2-3 days ago where she said she was scared and nervous. So it definitely was a change in her demeanor. That way. It says baby's toenails now reach the end of the toes. Baby's vocal cords are fully developed. Mom's nesting continues. It says anywhere you go, mom has already scoped out the bathroom. Mm. And so that continues. There was a word used here that reminded me of a Nirvana album that I'm going to read just because I like the fact that it reminded me of a Nirvana album. It says even though there could potentially be another 2 weeks for the max, in utero. So that's the first time that I've read the phrase utero. In utero. So saying this, your baby is ready to hit the ground running, which means crying. It is still in the process of shedding the vernix, the greasy white substance that protects its skin.
Which you're not supposed to give a bath to a baby for like 2 weeks.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I do now.
Yeah, apparently the vernix, it helps the baby over time. So you're not supposed to really give the baby a bath right away. You let the baby, the baby will be fine.
Sure.
But anyway.
Bath or not. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah.
But don't. Well, you know, why wouldn't you? Or why would you?
If apparently it helps the baby adapt.
Huh. Very cool.
Anyway.
Everything else is ready to go. Baby is simply gaining weight and allowing the wisdom of Mother Nature to decide when it's time. So that's week 38 to touch on it. And then week 39 says any day now. literally within the next 36 hours. Again, God willing for us, between 19 and 21 inches, and has essentially stopped growing until delivery at week 39. The old skin is sloughing off, and new skin is taking its place. It's no longer pink in color, but rather a white or whitish gray that will ultimately change its pigmentation upon arrival, which is kind of wild.
Yeah, they're different, like, color. They look weird. They look, the babies look weird coming out.
Yeah, for real. Mom may be frustrated by now, wishing that the baby would finally come. I've been hearing a lot.
Check that box.
Right? Straight up, dude. Now is a great time to work on finishing up your to-do list. Mine's as done as it's going to be. Do you have any more to-dos to do, Joe?
You just said that, and now I'm like, okay, what do I have to do? The bag.
Yeah.
There's some stuff. I know there's a list that I'm supposed to handle.
He talks about including the nursery, hospital bag, cleaning and organizing around the house. Anything else?
Yeah, no, literally we did all that. It's good. I know. I have to set up the swing. I know that. And the snoo has been moved to our room. So yeah, we're ready.
Got it. Cool. It says encourage mom to read a new book or catch up on Netflix. I believe we are now MVP status when it comes to Netflix viewing in this house, if there is such a thing. We've created babies the size of a mini watermelon and full term. Angie said she read today that it's the size of a cat, which is trippy, right? also says baby may pinch nerves and as a result cause more occurrences of that wonderful lightning crotch, which we discussed before. So the lightning crotch is going to a whole nother level. As a matter of fact, she's talked about it quite a bit. She was a little disgusted with me because she had talked to me about lightning crotch at one point. It may have been during the class. And you and I did a podcast after the fact. And I was like, lightning crotch? I've never heard of that. And she's like, you son of a, I taught you all about it.
So, how do you not know my crotch pain?
Right. So there you are. Week 39. It's on, brother. It is on.
There it is, dude. Congrats. Oh my God, Patrick. I'm so excited for you, dude. And I was really excited for you last week when we thought you were having a baby.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, right. I was really hoping.
I'll never forget that moment. Or that, when y'all showed up, that was incredible.
Ah, thanks, man. I don't do it for any other reason than that, to know that to tell you that we're here for you, to let you know that we're here for you.
That's exactly how we felt. We knew it before that. And that was awesome. That was very, very touching. Great time. I'm so glad you have that on video, or we do.
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah, I sent it to you. So I have this notes from our class that Carrie and I took, the first 2.5 hour class. Some good tips for you coming into this, going into the next couple of days here, Patrick. Mm-hmm. Crowd control.
Oh, what?
Put the cell phone down.
Hmm.
So although I'm really hoping that you're going to record for us and for our listeners, crowd control. She put it this way. People are going to be texting you and asking you what's going on. Put it down when the birth is going on. I wrote that down because it was kind of funny to think about a dad like texting people while this stuff is going on.
Yeah,
I guess if you have four kids, it's kind of a thing. But like for us, I'm like, I don't even know where my cell phone's going to be. Like it's going to be in the bag. Like,
well, I mean, I can see it tomorrow night while we're sitting there hanging after she takes her pill. I mean, again, that my fantasy or visual is that we're in the room, she takes the pill, whether she's in bed or not, I mean, she's fine, right? She can get up and get around. It's just going to be like we're sitting in our living room. But
this person was talking about it being like during labor.
Oh, yeah. No,
and what? I was like, what?
No, that doesn't add up.
And crowd control being like, people are going to be texting you, asking you what's going on. And I'm like, not that many people text me to begin with in life. Like you and like Carrie and like, that's about it.
Well, you know, that'd be like playing in the Super Bowl, dude, and you're on the sidelines and you're like texting, getting text. You know what I mean? It's like, what? No,
having a baby to the Super Bowl. That's great. Have a good birth plan. Have your birth plan ready. For us, it's aromatherapy, asking about the meds, asking the doctor, what do I get? And brain, use your brain. It's an acronym. For benefits. Oh shoot!
You got this.
No, I don't. I'm looking it up.
I love it. It's I can't wait for Andy to listen to this so I can say it's not only me. Every guy's the same that way.
I'm searching brain for asking doctors things. Oh my gosh, what is? Oh my gosh, Carrie's gonna. Oh my gosh, brain. It's like
your time.
It's like benefits, risks, alternatives, something and something. So
I wouldn't have got that far. I'd have been like benefits and
benefits, risks, alternatives.
Let's talk about Adrian.
Something and something. Either way, clearly I got to use my brain. I got to remember that. But like, so the point being is ask the doctor these five questions to make the right assessment about the situation and whether or not you want to use meds or, you know, find out the benefits, the risks, the alternatives, the dang in the eye in the end. Dang it.
So Kevin, I was over at Behringer's tonight, and I was hoping you could come over there because I know Kevin would be there, and it'd been fun to have him jump in, you know, for a couple minutes just because Kevin's Kevin. Anyway, he asked me if you know about painkillers and you know reducing the pain and all that, and I was like, well, you know, she wants it to be as natural as can be, and he's like, dude, I don't get it. He goes, I mean, it's not like, say, what if you were to, you know, break your arm or something? It's not like you're going to go get your arm set without having some sort of painkiller. It doesn't even make sense. And he started going on and on. And then, anyway, and I was like, yeah, I get that. I would rather not experience the pain, but hey, it is what it is.
It's once in a lifetime. It'll be fine. Choice. People, I guess it's a rite of passage.
Total. Well,
Stretchy cat cow, good for contractions.
Stretching
cat cow pose.
Gotcha.
It's good for contractions. Stretching.
You know what? I did know that.
You can also have.
I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, in your class, did they teach you like some massage techniques? Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So we've been practicing that.
Cool.
Oxytocin can actually. It's one of the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Can actually cause amnesia during labor.
And
oxytocin is natural too.
For the mom? Or for you?
Doc, give me some of that oxytocin. They just have like a side table of oxytocin. Like you just don't want to. No, we thought that was interesting because it's like some moms don't even, you know, that's like that pain, you're feeling it, you live it, and then you kind of forget about it, how painful it was that this baby was ripping out of their vagina.
Nuts. That's amazing.
So,
but in the moment, they're feeling it, right? It's just they don't remember feeling it. That's wild.
Yeah. it's like short-term memory loss, like what you go through when you have like the laughing gas kind of thing. You know, you're kind of aware, but you know, it's going through and you're not really thinking about it, and then it's over and then you don't really remember.
Amazing.
Like I've had endoscopies before and they've given me kind of that kind of drug.
Okay.
Where they stuck a camera down my throat.
Yeah, I've had that done.
Interesting. They said four different sizes and shapes of a mom's pelvis. And sometimes the baby can't get through just based on the shape of the pelvis.
I see. That makes sense.
So that makes me think, how many generations of women, like what were women doing?
Oh,
just dying because their pelvis was shaped wrong.
Oh, brutal.
I don't think that's the case, but
well,
the timing of the contractions need to be frequency beginning with one. Oh God. Oh, freak. This is a problem. These notes are terrible. This is terrible. It has to do with like the beginning of one to the beginning of two, and the duration is the beginning and end of one. So you time it by frequency, and the definition of frequency is the start of one compared to the start of two. So like if 3 minutes goes by after the start of the first one, 3 minutes goes by, and the start of the second one, that's two, that's frequency of two, as opposed to duration, which is the beginning to the end of one of them. So the contractions are lasting 45 seconds, and they're 3 minutes apart. Always hear people say that. So you're trying to find it, but it's specifically, it's like 5-1-1.
That's the one. That's the formula right there.
Is it?
Yep.
5 minutes apart, 1 minute contractions. No, five contractions, 1 minute, 1 minute apart, one contraction.
It's 5-1-1.
It's 5-1-1. Whatever.
Hey, you don't have to define it. Just say 5-1-1, and you're fine.
All right, 5-1-1.
That's the formula.
I'm trying to help these guys listening to our freaking podcast, and there's no way they got help from this. There's no 5-1-1 contraction rule. Everyone read this. It says a good contraction timing app is helpful, but. You know, unless, you know, the rule is 5-1-1, when your contractions are 5 minutes apart, lasting for 1 minute, and the pattern has continued for 1 hour.
That makes sense. Perfect.
It's time to go to the hospital.
That was what I was going to say, but you needed to research that, friend.
I need to learn it. 5 minutes apart, one minute contractions for 1 hour.
The only reason that I knew that is, or I'm remembering that because I had heard that before, but I wouldn't have remembered that unless when we had our trial run to the hospital a couple Sundays ago, the nurse kind of quizzed Angie in front of me, you know, did the 5-1-1. Hey, what's 5-1-1 basically? And Angie like, boop, boop, boop. She nailed it. There you go.
All right. Moving on to the more notes from this, you guys should see this notes on a piece of paper. Carrie took some of them.
That's nice.
Probably the ones I'm reading correctly. The bed is a tool. I love that this lady told us that. She goes, the bed is a friend. It's your tool.
Hmm.
I thought to myself, what the hell is she talking about? And then she pulled up, there's the call button. There's something called a birthing bar, which is where the girls are on the edge of the bed and they're holding the bar trying to do pull-ups, right? Absolutely. A birthing bar. You have supported kneeling, so you can use the bed and kneel with your head and your forehead on the bed. Chin to chest, right? When when your legs are up and your chin's to the chest, so the bed can help you do that.
Yeah.
She showed a picture of a tug of war where literally it looks like the woman is like pulling, and I guess it helps push, right? Because
sure.
Like using your abs to pull back and like push the body out or push the baby out. There's one that's side laying with the leg up kind of, and then squatting during labor, which is very interesting.
That's something that is very interesting.
So the bed is, you can do all those in this bed. Like, you know, we're going to try all, I got them all listed here. I'm going to be like, it ain't working. Go to the side laying position. Let's try it. I'm dictating.
What's your expected comeback from Carrie?
Shut the fuck.
You're right.
Carrie's gonna be like,
ever tell me what to do.
What did you just say to me? She's gonna look at me and she's gonna go,
right.
You did this to me. You did this to me. All right, and then birth plan. Yeah, in your birth plan, make sure you have whether or not you want to have a delayed cord cutting or cord clamping, because if you cut it too early, the baby loses some nutrients.
Oh, huh.
So it's almost seems.
So
like
my hope they time this. Yes, I mean it's not on me. They're not like.
Oh no, this is on you, Patrick.
Are you ready, Dad? And I'm going to go up in there and I'm going to yeah, I'm ready. No, not yet, dumbass.
No, yeah, don't do that. Make sure that you and Angie have that birth plan ready. Like, we're going to have diffusers. I mean, the birth plan is like aromatherapy, talking about the meds, lighting, music, you know, all that stuff I'm sure Angie has planned out.
She's got it all planned out.
Well, you better freaking read it because you're the one who has to execute. Ain't happening with the doctors. The plan is on you.
I've got nothing but time in a hotel room. In a hotel. That's the second time I've said that. In a hospital tomorrow.
Might
night.
As well be a Knock hotel room. You're living over
right.
there.
It really is. It, they're very nice.
Oh, I love this.
At least where we were a couple Sundays ago.
Yeah, same here. Very nice. Yeah, no, Franciscan's kind of very nice. Comparatively to what my parents had to do, forget it. They're like, here's this chair, guy. Here's this stool. Good luck sleeping on this stool.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Doug. Sorry. The part of the birth plan that Carrie's talked about, that we want the diffuser, which is the aromatherapy, kind of like the essential oils. Mm-hmm. And then also a labor mix. Like a cool CD mix. Like, because we're not just regular parents. We're cool parents.
Oh, yeah. Duh. So
we're going to have some fucking cool music. A little Biggie, a little Tupac.
Nice.
No, I'm just kidding. Nice. I don't know what Carrie has.
A little NWA. I love it.
And that's it. That's all. That's the end of my notes.
That's nice. Good notes. Good note taking. Angie would be very proud of you. I took no notes.
5-1-1. Five minutes apart. No. 5-something. 1 minute apart for 1 hour. Five contractions.
Mm.
No. What is it, Patrick?
Don't you suck me into this, pal.
Answer it. You should know. Well, you're not really going to have to worry about it. 5 minutes apart, lasting for 1 minute. Dang
there you go. For 1 hour. Yes?
Yes.
Good.
5 minutes apart, lasting 1 minute. Oh, man, that sucks. Just like for a minute, just being like, I can barely do a plank for a minute. Like, you know, on the ground. Now you're going to, Carrie's going to be like, what? It sucks.
You're gonna be going 5-1-1, babe. 5-1-1.
Come on, babe. Just do 5-1-1.
You say that one more time to me, Joe. I swear to God, I'm gonna break your nose.
Angie's gonna be like, Carrie's strong enough. She's tall enough. She'll freaking punch me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the time I punched Carrie by accident?
You did not.
Oh yeah, by accident. Not in the face. In the chest.
Gotcha.
She scared me in the shower. Oh. Fucking wound up, bop, and I hit her right in the chest. I was like, oh my God, Carrie, don't do that. I will punch you.
So, like, okay, I've got like several visuals in my head. So, when you say scared you in the shower,
I was naked like in the shower.
She pulled the shower curtain back. Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Went, bah!
And you dotted her in the chest.
What do you think's going to happen, babe? Luckily, I didn't hit her in the face. I was pulling back. I was already mid push. I was like fighting my own self. I was like, no. So maybe it's about time that Carrie, she's probably listening to this and she's gonna be like, that's a good point. I better hit him while I got a chance.
Punch back, Carrie. Punch back. Now's your chance.
Oh my God, Patrick, we love you, dude.
Love you too. What a fun time, buddy.
I'm so glad we did this podcast.
You kidding me?
Absolutely. We almost have 24 hour straight. You could listen to it when you're in the hotel.
That's nuts. I've got about 4 episodes to catch up on. 4, maybe even 5.
Sonogram, dude. Make sure you get a sonogram.
A sonogram. I don't know if they had one in there. No, I can't.
Just kidding. Ultrasound.
Yeah, I think they have one in there. Well, it's a sonogram is the machine. So technically you're spot on.
Well,
the actual technique or the procedure is an ultrasound. The equipment.
See how smart we are now? Imagine. I 22 weeks ago, there would be no way we would have ever thought we are the people that we are right now.
Good point. You're right. I'm glad. Yeah, I feel much, much more educated in multiple ways. That's awesome, man. You're right.
Guys,
glad you pointed that out.
This is a miracle in the making. Mm. We had nothing to do with it. It's all our wives. I'm so excited for you and Angie. We'll be there.
Thank you.
Just obviously, Andrew said she'd be texting Carrie and Brooke as things are progressing. But we can't.
Our hope is have little dress ups,
little vacations.
Oh my God!
Little hangouts with the babies. It's gonna be a lot of fun, man. We're gonna be great dads.
Oh my God! It's gonna be so much fun, bro. Can't
You're
wait.
Diving first. You're going first.
I'm leading the way.
Per usual.
I love it. Cool, man. Cool. Yeah, it's on. It's on. I will definitely, but please, you really would be helping me out a great deal if you'd shoot me a text. You know,
just promise not to get mad at me.
Why would I? No, I won't. I won't get mad at you.
Carrie sometimes says, she's like, oh, don't bother him.
Don't
bother him.
You're not bothering me.
All right.
I'm asking for it.
Yeah. I'll send you a provisional text to make sure you remember. Just capture something, dude.
I'm gonna.
We just want to be brought into the scenario.
Okay. I'm down. Plus, right. I'd like to document it in some ways, right? And so.
Yeah. True. Well, me, I might have a camera on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Borrow the news camera. You know, the big ones. Go to my friend's house and be like, yo, can I borrow the Wish TV's news camera real quick?
Yeah. Hey, bro, I got a GoPro. You want to borrow my GoPro?
We can get first-person view as that baby's coming out.
I don't have a head.
I'll be like, hold on, babe. Let me put the camera in there. Stick it in the baby's head as they come
out.
Actually,
the GoPro might make the trip. We'll see.
That's a good idea.
I'll see. Although it doesn't have audio. Sorry. I don't think GoPros have audio. But,
oh, my God. Patrick, how old are you, dude?
It's pretty old. Back when I scuba dive. So that was a while ago.
Oh, man. Is it like GoPro 1?
I think it is, man. The Hero. I think it's the Hero.
Oh, no, it definitely has it.
The very first one. It has audio?
Yeah.
Okay.
1,000%.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, buddy. Well, we love you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And I'll anybody still listening, he's doing it. He's geek.
It's on.
Next time we talk to you, dude, you will be a true new old dad.
Yep, God willing, brother. Right on. Thank you. Love you back, buddy.
No problem, man. I love you, man. What do you got to say? Anything? Wise words from a man who's been a bachelor till 49? No, I'm just kidding.
Not well. Yeah, I was in a meeting this last week with a potential client, and something came up that it reminded me of at one point I had a life coach. His name is Blair Kolkowski. Lives in Kansas City. Great guy. Anyway, very, very wise, excellent teacher. And he said something one day, I don't remember what in context it was, but he looked me in the eye and he said, Patrick, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I'm like, yeah. And so I actually used that line this last week. There was a young man that is considering my services, and I won't use his name, but I said, Jimmy? No, I said, Doug? When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And he kind of looked at me like, so you're the teacher then?
Yeah, you freaking idiot.
Yeah, dude, come on, bro. That was the best line I've had in a year.
And you used it perfectly, and everything in this game just went whoop, right over the dude's head.
Kind of did, I think.
Sensei.
All right, buddy.
Love you, dude. Good job. All right.
You too.
When the student is ready,
the teacher will appear.
It's kind of like Violet.
There you go. I like it.
Violet will appear when fading the student out. Is ready, Patrick.
Music fading out. I love it.
Love you, dude. See you later, everybody.
Later.